Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally on this Wednesday. It's July 26th. Brad Locke here with you. Gene Phelps not with me as usual. He's on assignment. And as we've mentioned before, Gene is actually retiring at the end of this week. So I guess last week was his last appearance on Prep Rally. So a moment of silence for Gene. Okay, that's good enough. No, but filling in for Gene is Dalton Middleton, the new guy. How's it going, Dalton?
It's going well. Excited to get started. I know it's about my third week here, so I'm excited to get ready going with the podcast and everything else.
For those who don't know, Dalton is the new high school sports specialist, as we call it. Used to call that position the prep editor. Same thing. You're in charge of the high school coverage is what it boils down to. So, Dalton, you get to jump right into the fire, which may be the best way to do it. Honestly, that's what I did out of college. Was the first paper I got hired at. It was like in August, and it was in the middle of getting ready for football season. So you kind of jump in and get baptized by fire, as they say. How's that gone so far?
So far, it's been good. It's been kind of slow these last 2 weeks, but practice picks up next week, so I imagine it's going to get much more hectic than it is right now.
Yeah. Practice, I think, starts Monday for a lot of teams, or certainly next week, and school starts next week for some schools, some a few days later. I guess you've been talking to a few coaches, at least, for the football section we put out?
For my football tabs, I've been talking to a few. Out of my seven teams, I had eight, but Holka's football team.
Yeah.
They cut it, so I have seven. I've talked to, I think, three coaches, and I've gotten almost four of them complete. For the teams I've talked to, North Pontotoc was with Andy Crotwell. He was the head coach for Caledonia the past 4 years, and he led them to two playoff appearances. So with them in a new division in 3A, I'd be excited to see how they're going to be this season.
Yeah, new coach. They lost Zay Cullins, was a big-time playmaker for them, but you figure they'll be competitive.
Yeah, they're returning their starting quarterback again. So, he helped them lead them to a pretty good season. They had a decent season last season.
Sure did.
And then also talked to Vardaman. They also had a really good season last season, but it's going to be interesting to see how they replace Brandon Washington, the wide receiver who had 900 receiving yards and 15 touchdowns last season. He's been kind of a do-it-all player for them for 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough to replace him. But
give a little background. You're a recent Mississippi State graduate. Where are you from originally? Remind me.
I am from Star, Mississippi.
Star. So it's you and Faith Hill.
Yeah.
The big famous celebrities from Star.
She's a little more famous than I am, but I've got to meet Faith Hill a couple of times, her and Tim McGraw. They're really nice in high school.
Cool.
And I graduated there in 2013.
Okay.
I went to McLaurin High School, graduated there in 2013, went to Jones County Junior College for 2 years. I was served as the sports editor on their newspaper for a year.
Okay.
And then I transferred to Mississippi State for my junior and senior year. I was a sports writer. I covered the football and baseball beat my junior year of college, and then
for the Reflector, right.
And then I got promoted to sports editor for my senior year, which I served on this past year. And while I did that, I was also contacted by the commercial dispatch in Columbus, and I was a stringer for them covering high school, mostly just game stories.
Yeah, so you come in with a decent familiarity of the teams around here and some of the schools, don't you?
A little on some of the ones that are more up here, not the dispatch. I'm still learning about, but I do know some.
Yeah, I mean, we do cover, I haven't counted in a while. I know there's 46, 47 football programs in the area that we cover, and then you got some who don't play football. So I know we've got probably 50-something high schools all told we cover.
I think Gene told me there's 51.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, it's a lot to keep up with, and it keeps you busy year-round pretty much. And now, as I mentioned, we've got the football tab, as we call it, coming out. I want to say the pub date is going to be August 13th. That's the Sunday before the season starts, which is sneaking up on us. August 18th. That Friday is when people kick things off, Dalton. So you've gotten a taste of covering high school football around here, and it's a good brand of football. And just being a Mississippi native, throughout the state, that's true. We're going to have a lot of good teams, it looks like, this year. And we'll talk more about them as we get closer to the season, as camp gets underway, and we get to talk to some more coaches and everything. One thing I do want to talk about here real quick, Gene had a story the other day on Shannon football. They do usually do pretty well in these 7-on-7 summer events, and he had a story the other day about some of what they've done this summer. They've had a good summer. There was a player for Shannon, Cameron Billups, who died back in the spring in a car wreck. So the Red Raiders kind of dedicated their summer season to Cameron's memory. And they had a good summer, as I mentioned. They lost to Senatobia in the finals of a tournament at Ole Miss. They won a 7-on-7 regional in New Orleans, and then they went on to defeat Oxford in overtime to win the Aero 7-on-7 state title. They lost in the national championship game to a Florida team. So this is a team that, and we've known this, they've got a good offense. Daryl Carter is going to put up some points. In fact, looking at last year, when they went 6-5 overall, 2-3 in division, they averaged 32 points per game last year. But the big question there for them is going to be defense, because they gave up some points last year. They gave up, I think it was 27, about 27 points per game last year. And there was a stretch of games there where they just they could not stop anybody. I think it was a stretch of games. They gave up 63 to Itawamba. They gave up 63 to Amory. And those two games right there were both losses in division. So Shannon's got to work on the defense. They also gave up 55 to Pontotoc late in the season. So if this Shannon team can get something done defensively, then I think they'll be a team to reckon with there in 4A, because they're going to have the offense. They've got some good players there. But anyway, this was a nice story Gene had about this team dedicating their summer to the memory of Cameron Billups. So I'd highly recommend y'all going to check it out. It was in Sunday's paper. You can also check it out at djournal.com. And that's it. Kind of a shortened episode here of Prep Rally. Again, we're kind of in a quiet period where we're just waiting for football to get going, talking to some coaches like you have, Dalton. Then once practices get going, we get closer to these jamborees, the weekend of the 11th, where really things will start picking up and be able to talk more about some of these teams and what we expect from them as we get to know more about them for this coming season. So, again, you can catch us online at you can listen to this podcast online at preprally.djournal.com. Also, you can find us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps like Satchel or Stitcher or Player.fm, any of those. Just hit the subscribe button and you'll get notified when a new episode drops. Also, you can check us out on Twitter at DJournalPreps. We'll let you know when new episodes drop there as well. And, of course, just follow us there for general high school sports news. Oh, Dalton, your Twitter. What is your Twitter handle? People need to...
DL
Middleton 8. Numeral 8. There you go. I'm on there as well, at Brad Locke. We'll be back next week. If Dalton didn't hate this too much, we'll try to have him back on here as well. He'll be kind of the new Gene Phelps in here.
I'm sure I'll be a little more prepared next week. It'll be a little better for me.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Good stuff, Dalton. Appreciate your time, and we'll see y'all next week. Thanks.